Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Hurricane Sally is getting stronger. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Sally is now a Category 2 storm with top winds of 105 miles per hour. The hurricane is located about 60 miles south-southeast of Mobile, Alabama. Some residents on a barrier island are riding out the storm, as Miranda Fulmore reports from member station WBHM.
Dolphin Island sits about 15 miles long and just under 2 miles wide. Some of the nearly 1,300 residents chose to stay, including Rick Siebold, the owner of Islanders Restaurant. Siebold says they're the only restaurant open because they have a generator. The island lost power Tuesday morning.
This is the first time we actually boarded up the restaurant, and we're kind of stuck here, so whatever happens, it's got to happen because the causeway's closed, so whoever's on the island's stuck on the island.
It's not clear how many people decided to stay on the island, but earlier Tuesday, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey urged anyone on the coast to evacuate immediately. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Fulmore in Birmingham, Alabama.
From the Gulf Coast to the Pacific Northwest, where officials are warning about air quality due to the ongoing wildfires. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports people across much of the region are being forced to stay indoors.
The wildfires themselves have burned a still untold number of homes and forced thousands of Californians and Oregonians to evacuate. But the smoke is the ancillary fallout that will affect millions of Westerners. Even in the drier inland northwest cities far away from the fires, visibility has been reduced to less than a half mile at times. Residents are being told to stay indoors, and there are mounting concerns about vulnerable populations being exposed to this smog for days on end. These aren't just forest fires. Health officials warn this smoke contains dangerous toxins like lead paint from destroyed homes, burnt cars, gas tanks, and power lines. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
Congressional Democrats are calling on the head of the Department of Health and Human Services to step down. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer continues to blast Secretary Alex Azar and the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
Schumer says Azar has failed to stand up to President Trump in the administration's response to the pandemic and must resign immediately. The call from Schumer comes 2 days after HHS spokesman Michael Caputo, who works under Azar, falsely accused government scientists of plotting against the president. It also comes as Democrats investigate whether Trump administration appointees have interfered with coronavirus reports from the CDC.
There are reports that Caputo has apologized to his staff and that he is considering a medical leave. You're listening to NPR News. The coronavirus pandemic came up during the town hall President Trump participated in Tuesday night, taking questions from undecided voters during the event anchored by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. The president denied that he played down the coronavirus threat and suggested it would disappear without a vaccine.
We're going to be okay, and it is going away, and it's probably going to go away now a lot faster because of the vaccine. It would go away without the vaccine, George, but it's going to go away a lot faster with
it. Would go away without the vaccine?
Sure, over a period of time. Sure, with time, it goes away.
And many deaths.
And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen.
President Trump's rival Joe Biden was in Florida Tuesday, his first trip there as a Democratic presidential nominee. It's a state that could turn on the Latino vote, and Biden was asked about how he plans to appeal to the Latino community.
That case is an easy one. Education, health care, immigration. Notion of dealing with COVID in a way that doesn't so damage the Hispanic community, which is being hurt very badly.
Biden spoke Tuesday evening at an event in Kissimmee, kicking off Hispanic Heritage Month, where he expressed support for Puerto Rican statehood. Japan has a new prime minister. Lawmakers have formally elected Yoshihide Suga to the post. Suga replaces Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister. Abe resigned earlier Wednesday for health reasons. Suga is seen as Abe's longtime right-hand man, and he's pledged to pursue many of Abe's initiatives. This is NPR News.